This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Kwan, Q-U-A-N, first name, Kwan, K-A-N, that is K-H-A-N, date of birth, March 31st, 1971, referring service, disability and social service, date of evaluation, June 6, 2023. The chief complaint, 52-year-old male referred for disability evaluation. The HBI, the patient is a 52-year-old male with history of tobacco use and hypertension who had been admitted to the Sutter system in July of 2021 with type A aortic dissection, period. He had then underwent replacement of the ascending aorta with a 34 hemisheal and resuspension of the aortic valve on June 11 of 2021, period. His hospital course was complicated by intraoperative myocardial infarction, heart failure with reduced ejection fraction of 30-35%, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, defibrillation requiring AICD placement June 30th, and recurrent hypoxemic respiratory failure. The patient was noted to have acute on chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. He further was noted to have acute kidney injury in the setting of ischemic acute tubular necrosis and cardiogenic shock, period. He had been discharged, period. Patient apparently had subsequently been followed by his usual care, period. He is actually a poor historian, and most of the record is obtained by way of Epic, period. In either case, patient states that he underwent single vessel coronary artery bypass grafting in 2021. Since that time, he reports fatigue, tiredness, and dizziness, period. He has symptoms of fatigue at 2 to 3 blocks, period. He has dizziness on going up a flight of stairs, period. He describes a 3 kilo apnea, period. His past medical history, as noted, includes that of type 1 aortic dissection, heart failure, reduced ejection fraction, left ventricular ejection fraction of 30-35%, next number type 1 aortic dissection, next number refib arrest with prolonged QT interval, next number hyponatremia, next number paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next number hypertension, next number tobacco abuse, next number protein calorie malnutrition, past surgical history includes that one oral surgery, next number the aortic valve surgery, and status post-replacement of ascending aorta with hemishield and resuspension resuspension of the aortic valve. Next, number status post AICD. Medication, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams on BID. Aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 pill daily. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 daily. Losartan, 25 milligrams, 1 daily. Furosemide, 40 milligrams, 1 daily. Potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents, 1 daily. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams, 2 times weekly. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, paternal grandfather, grandfather both with heart disease. Social history, he states that he quit smoking 2 years ago. He knows ongoing alcohol use, but denies surgery. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Neurologic, he does have headaches. Psychiatric, he has nervousness. Remainder of the review system is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 132/87, pulse 70, respiratory rate 20, height 67.5 inches, weight 167.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The chest exam, left anterior chest wall reveals an AICD / pacemaker pocket, which is intact. There is a well-healed midline scar, period. The extremities reveal trivial edema, period. Remainder examination, unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male with a complicated medical history, period. He has history of coronary artery bypass grafting, question mark, history of type 1 aortic dissection with replacement of the ascending aorta with 34 Hemishield HEMASHIELD and resuspension of the aortic valve, period. He has history of left ventricular dysfunction, period. His ongoing symptoms of fatigue, tiredness, and dizziness certainly would be compatible with his prior disease state, period. He has not had a recent echocardiogram, period. Despite the same, patient is noted to be significantly symptomatic. Functionally, he is classified New York Heart Association Class 2-3, period. He is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or exertion. Dr. Wallington Ferguson, ending the patient on Swan.